Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, buying a home. It's one of those phrases, isn't it? For most people, it probably brings up feelings of, well, maybe a little panic.
Yeah.
Information overload, certainly.
Definitely. And stacks of confusing documents.
Exactly. So today, we're trying to cut through some of that noise. We're doing a deep dive into a specific set of resources that are really designed to simplify things, especially for first-time buyers.
That's right. And the sources we looked at, they don't just say real estate is complicated. They actually show a specific kind of solution, an architecture almost, being used to fight that complexity.
Okay.
We found one core finding that really sums it up. It's basically the blueprint for how guidance is structured. It's workshops guide new buyers through Michigan's housing landscape.
Wow. Okay. Just eight words.
Eight words.
But that sentence, it seems to tell us quite a lot about how experts are structuring help for these really high-stakes decisions.
It does.
So our mission today is to unpack that structure.
Hmm?
You know, who are they targeting? What's the mechanism? And why is the context Michigan so important?
Sounds good.
Let's start with the who. It says new buyers.
Right. And what's fascinating about targeting new buyers, you know, is it implies the biggest hurdle isn't maybe the transaction itself.
Hurdle.
It's more the lack of sort of institutional knowledge about the process. It's like this specialized information gap.
Okay.
A buyer who's done it before, they kind of know the rhythm, but a new buyer, they can just get swamped by all the jargon, the deadlines.
I've heard buying a home described as like suddenly needing to learn a whole new language
mm-hmm.
while you're also making the biggest financial decision of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that maybe why these workshops focus so much on breaking down that jargon, especially for someone new?
Absolutely. Think about the language itself. Pre-approval, mortgage commitment, appraisal, inspection.
Right.
The terms themselves can sometimes mask pretty complex financial realities, and the process isn't always linear. Well, you get pre-approved, which feels great. You think, okay, I know my budget.
Yeah.
But then you move towards the actual mortgage commitment, and suddenly the lender needs, well, it feels like everything short of your third grade report card.
Yeah.
New buyers often mistake that pre-approval letter for the final deal, the binding commitment. And that misunderstanding or maybe changing their spending habits, thinking they're already approved, that can derail everything if they miss a deadline or their credit score dips.
So the guidance is really about managing those expectations.
Yeah.
Anticipating the twists and turns.
Yes, precisely. It's not just teaching what pre-approval means, but teaching what happens after and what you need to do or not do during that period.
Okay.
Another big point of confusion is the difference between an inspection and an appraisal.
They sound similar.
They do, but they serve totally different purposes, different masters, really. New buyers often assume, hey, the inspection went great. The house is solid.
So the bank should be happy to lend the money, right?
Yeah, not necessarily. See, the inspector works for you, the buyer. They're checking the condition, the roof, the plumbing, the furnace. Is it all sound?
Makes sense.
The appraiser, though, works for the lender. Their main job is to determine the market value of the house. Is it worth what you offered? So even if the house is perfectly maintained, if it appraises for significantly less than your offer price, the bank might say, ah, no, we can't lend you that much based on this value.
Ouch. Regardless of how good the furnace is.
Exactly. So a new buyer really needs that guidance to understand the difference between the physical quality of the house and its financial valuation as collateral for the loan. Workshops have to cover that.
That really clarifies the who and why they need help. Let's shift to the how. Our source specifically says workshops.
Right.
Why that format?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if buying a home is so personal, so specific to your finances and the house you choose, wouldn't one-on-one counseling maybe be better than a group workshop?
That's a really good question. You'd think personalization would be key. But if you look at how people learn effectively, especially complex things, the workshop model actually offers some pretty significant advantages for this specific audience.
Like what?
Well, first, there's efficiency. It's just more cost effective for both the educators and the learners to get that core foundational information out to a group all at once.
Okay, economy of scale.
Exactly. But second, and maybe even more importantly, is the psychological benefit.
Psychological, you mean like peer support, seeing others in the same boat?
Precisely that. Buying a home is stressful. It's emotional.
You bet.
Sitting in a room with, say, 20 other people who are also confused about escrow or worried about closing costs or trying to figure out property taxes, it normalizes the difficulty.
Ah, I get that. It makes it feel less like a personal failing and more like, okay, this is just hard.
Right. It turns this kind of isolating, maybe paralyzing fear into a shared challenge. People feel more comfortable asking those, stupid questions. They might hesitate to ask a lender or agent directly.
So the workshop fosters a sense of community, almost, while also delivering practical, actionable advice, not just theory from a book.
Exactly. It's focused on immediate application. A generic guide might say something like, save up for a down payment, which is true, but not very helpful now.
Right.
A workshop, especially a localized one, is structured to give concrete, time-sensitive instructions like, okay, the application window for the Michigan First-Time Homebuyer Program is now. Here are the three documents you need today to start that process.
That's much more useful. That practicality is key.
That's the real strength of the workshop format for this: segmented content, practical steps.
And that brings us perfectly to the third focus area, the context. This is where I think it gets really interesting. The blueprint specifies Michigan's housing landscape, not just housing landscape, not how to buy a home anywhere. Why Michigan? Why is that state-level specificity so crucial?
This is really where the value of this kind of resource shines. That term landscape, it implies variation,
Right.
right? Different terrains.
Yeah.
And state-specific guidance isn't just a nice to have, it's often non-negotiable. Why? Because local laws, very specific tax structures, regional market dynamics, state-run assistance programs, they are unique to Michigan.
So a generic national guide could actually lead you astray.
Easily. You could make plans based on a rule or an incentive that simply doesn't exist in Michigan, or miss out on something vital because it's Michigan specific.
Can you give us an example? Like, what's one really concrete thing in Michigan that a national guide would probably miss, leaving a new buyer unprepared?
Okay. Probably the single biggest, most common tripping point for new buyers in Michigan compared to many other states is understanding the property tax system, specifically the complexity around millage rates.
Millage rates. Okay, I've heard that term.
Right. So unlike some states with maybe a single straightforward property tax rate, Michigan taxes are levied at multiple levels: state, county, local, school district, sometimes special assessments. And these rates, the millages, are often set by local votes for specific things like schools or libraries. So it varies quite a bit place to place.
So a buyer might see a house with a relatively low list price
Exactly.
and assume their monthly costs will be low, but then get slammed by property taxes because of all these local millages they didn't account for.
That's a huge risk. And here's the critical part in Michigan. When you buy a home, the taxable value often uncaps. It resets closer to the current market value, the state equalized value, or SEV.
Uncaps.
Yeah, under Michigan's Proposal A, the annual increase in taxable value for an existing owner is capped. But when the property sells, that cap comes off for the new owner.
So your taxes could jump significantly compared to what the previous owner was paying.
Potentially, yes. A huge jump sometimes. A good Michigan-specific workshop doesn't just mention taxes. It teaches you how to estimate that post-purchase tax bill, factoring in the potential uncapping and the local millage rates. It prevents your budget from blowing up right after closing.
Okay, that is incredibly specific and vital. That level of detail, you just wouldn't get that from a national source.
Nope. It's fundamentally tied to local governance.
Are there specific legal things too, beyond taxes?
Oh, definitely. Things like disclosure requirements, what a seller legally has to tell you about the property's condition, agency relationships, who your real estate agent actually represents, how earnest money deposits are handled, the closing process itself. It varies state by state.
Right.
I remember a situation where a buyer was all set, loved a house, but discovered very late in the game about a complex, expensive special assessment district in that specific neighborhood for like road maintenance. It wasn't typical even for other parts of
And a
Michigan.
localized workshop would flag that possibility.
A good one would. Yes, it would teach you what specific local records to check, what questions to ask about assessments before you make an offer. It helps you avoid those kinds of hyper-local surprises.
So we've got the what this deep dive into Michigan-specific things like millage rates, uncapping, local disclosures. Let's link it back quickly to the how.
Yeah.
Does the workshop format help deliver this local info effectively? Like, they bring in local experts.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another major advantage over a generic book or website. When you attend a workshop focused on the Michigan landscape, you're likely learning directly from, say, a local mortgage broker who works with the specific Michigan State Housing Development Authority MSHDA programs every single day.
Ah, practical experience.
Or a real estate attorney who specializes in Michigan property law, who knows the specific clauses and purchase agreements used here. Their advice isn't theoretical. It's grounded in current local practice.
It's like the information is pre-vetted by the people you'll actually be working with later.
Exactly. It adds a layer of trust and immediate relevance that, you know, a national guide just can't replicate.
It's like the difference between reading a generic recipe versus having a local chef show you how to cook with the ingredients you actually have in your kitchen.
That's a perfect analogy. Without that Michigan context, the advice remains abstract. With it, the workshop becomes a really practical, usable roadmap for buying right here in this specific place.
Okay, let's pull all this together. Thinking about the learner, about you listening. What's the big takeaway here? If you're facing any really complex process, buying a home, sure, but maybe also starting a business, navigating a career change, anything high stakes, what insight can you gain from knowing this specific structure exists for Michigan homebuyers?
I think the core insight is this. When things get really complex, the most effective path forward usually isn't more general information. It's highly structured, highly localized guidance.
Huh.
The very fact that experts felt the need to create these specific workshops focusing only on Michigan's housing landscape, that validates how genuinely difficult these big processes can be. You're not alone if you feel overwhelmed.
Right.
So the takeaway isn't just complexity exists. It's that the market or the support system often responds with these tools. A tight focus on newcomers, structured learning for practical steps, and crucially, that geographical or situational specificity.
So seek out the local landscape guide for whatever challenge you're facing.
That's the essence of it. Find the tailored resource.
That really crystallizes it. So to recap our deep dive, we analyzed this blueprint for helping new homebuyers, pulling out three key elements from that core source finding. First, the specialized focus on new buyers to overcome that initial knowledge gap and decode the jargon.
Right.
Second, the use of workshops for efficient, practical, peer-supported learning.
Mm-hmm.
And third, the absolute necessity of zooming in on the specific context, Michigan's housing landscape, to handle unique financial and legal details like millage rates and uncapping.
Couldn't have said it better. And maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Since these workshops are designed precisely for the Michigan housing landscape, and we talked about the big financial shock of property taxes, what might be the single most critical, non-financial, purely legal issue unique to Michigan home buying, maybe related to disclosures or radon, or how offers are handled that absolutely must be covered first in a workshop to prevent a deal from collapsing right at the start?
Mm.
What's that first crucial piece of Michigan-specific legal knowledge a new buyer needs before they even think about signing a purchase agreement?
Definitely something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.